Hey friend, thank you for clicking the link, thereby choosing to listen to this podcast. We would also like to thank you for following up with every relationship meeting masterclass session that we have had. We thank you for your love, for your support, your feedback. We do not take it for granted. We pray that even as you have supported us thus far, the Lord will continue to strengthen and support you in Jesus' name. The world as we know it is going through what I like to call a phase right now. Over the past 3 weeks, Nigeria has experienced a lot of things. The youths in Nigeria are beginning to wake up. We have put together a compilation of confessions that you can use in this time and season. We understand that many people find it difficult to pray in this season, and that is why, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we have put together a confession compilation that covers spirituality, family, business, and nation. We pray that even as you listen to these confessions and declare it, they will be made manifest in your lives in Jesus' name.
If you would like to be born again, these confessions can only be made manifest if you are born again and if you belong to the kingdom of God and if you are His child. If you are unsure about your faith, you're unsure about your stand, or you've never done this before, kindly say these words. Heavenly Father, today I give up myself to you. I surrender my heart to you. Come into my life and make me new. Today I declare that Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. And I hand over everything to Him. From today henceforth, I am yours. Be my God, and I will be your son or your daughter. Thank you for that blood that was shed on the cross. Let that blood wash away my sins now and make me as white as snow. Welcome me into your kingdom. And Lord, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life that I may reign with you forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, congratulations. You are now a child of God. Please find any Bible-believing church close to you and attend. If you need any help or encouragement or word of advice, you can reach out to us here. relationshipmeeting@gmail.com or any of our social media handles. God bless you.
I live a life of purpose in God. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I am holy and without blame before Him in love. I am redeemed by the blood. I am alive together with Christ. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I am God's workmanship. I am full of grace. I am fully equipped and perfected for the works of service, to build up the body of Christ. I am light in the Lord. I am forgiven. I am completely pardoned in accordance with the riches of God's grace. I know the mystery of God's will according to God's good pleasure. I am stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit. I am owned and protected. I have the spirit of wisdom and revelation into the true knowledge of God. The eyes of my heart is enlightened. I am a fellow citizen with the saints. I am a member of God's household. I have boldness and confident access through faith in Christ Jesus. I have God's undeserved favor. God is effectively at work in me, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. I have the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens and empowers me. God liberally supplies my needs according to His riches in glory. I am rescued and drawn by God to Himself, from dominion of darkness to the kingdom of His beloved Son. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, but by the circumcision of Christ in the stripping off of the body of the flesh. I am alive together with Christ, forgiven of my sins, cancelled out of the certificate of death, and the certificate has been nailed on the cross. The word of God is effectually at work in me. I am a precious cornerstone. I am a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a special person for God's own possession, that I may proclaim the excellence of Him who has called me. By Christ's wounds, I have been healed. I am like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruits in its seasons. God saves me from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. The Lord is a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I am not afraid of 10,000 who have set themselves against me round about. I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. The Lord has made everything work for my good. Because Christ died for me, I know I live a life of purpose in Him. I know that God works everything for my good, because I am called out of His purpose. I cry to God and He hears me whenever I call. God's love has abundantly been poured out within my heart through the Holy Spirit. I have been set free from sin, and now I am a slave of righteousness. I am God's chosen one, in whom His soul delighted. God has put His Spirit in me. God's word about me is final. I believe in God's report. I will not be disheartened or crushed. God has taken me by my hand and He keeps watch over me. The former things have come to pass. New things spring forth in my life, and I know about them before they spring forth. The Lord has poured out His Spirit on my offspring and His blessings on every of my descendants.
Ideas break forth for me like streams in the desert, and they make my desolate place Eden. Ideas that resonate, spiritual wisdom, manifesting excellence, exudes my thoughts and imaginations. Concepts and strategies that exceed ordinary, already set standards to bring about new frontiers and manifest through me. I never run out of innovative, impactful ideas to yield positive, transformational, upward advancements for me and my loved ones. I daily walk into abundance of resources and revenue supernaturally provided. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing, come in abundance to me, so that I may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in Him, and have an abundance for every good work, an act of charity. My God will give me of the dew of heaven to water my land, and of the fertility of the earth, and an abundance of grain and new wine. People will serve me, and nations bow down to me. I will lend to nations, even distant nations, who sought after my words as counsel. Blessed be everyone who blesses me. Blessed be everyone who encounters me. I am a carrier and portal of God's blessings and favor. All things will continually work for my good. In all seasons, I always have reasons to rejoice, and sorrow is far away from me. Whatever I touch becomes gold. The works of my hands attract kings. Nations will envy the favor of God upon my life, and I will flourish and blossom even in old age. The Lord goes before me to make all crooked paths straight. I am well favored by God and by men. Helpers are never far away from me. Burden bearers will attend to my needs. I am a walking favor magnet. Men favor me. Women favor me. The young favor me. The old favor me. Ordinary men favor me. Men of importance favor me. Kings favor me. Heaven favors me. My helpers are strategically positioned in different seasons and times of my life. I am never stranded or helpless. My nation, Nigeria, is blessed. The peace of God reigns in all states and territories. She discovers the deep treasures deposited by God and exploits them into greatness. My nation, Nigeria, is always an uprising season. Things can only get better. Only the counsel of the Lord stands in my nation, and God's will continually manifests in every fiber of my nation's construct. Nigeria takes a seat among great nations that propagate righteousness, God's agenda, purposes, and plans. Nigeria is a spectacle to behold, setting great examples for others to follow. Nigeria is great again, and there will no longer be retrogression. In Jesus' name.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus, first of all, to thank you for my family as I stand as a priest over this family, bringing our name into your court. I thank you for the unity and love that works within our hearts. I thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus rest upon the entrance to my family, and nothing that is not authorized by the blood of Jesus gains entrance into this house. I praise you for your mercy and love over us, for your forgiveness and deliverance. I thank you that this house has no lack, an abundance of resources is available unto us. I consecrate my family in worship to be used of God on the earth in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that your kingdom is established in and through my family, that your promises are revealed concerning us, and everyone hears your prophecies concerning our identity and the future you have in store for us. We all work in perfect alignment with your grand program for humanity. I decree and declare that every member of my family is filled with the knowledge of your will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we all work according to your perfect plan for our lives, entering into our proper place of service. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare that the means of income and the labor of this household is blessed, O God. Father, Lord, that your riches and wealth are established in us in all righteousness and holiness. Your grace rests upon every member of my family, and we all make satisfactory progress every day, such that no one in our lineage up until the next three generations will ever be found in a place of material lack. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that for everyone trusting you for their marital destiny in this family, Father Lord, your angel is released upon them, Lord, and they find the people you have ordained them to find at the appointed meeting place. In the name of Jesus, they are matched with the right families and homes. Families that bring joy, families that bring peace, and they flourish in those households. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that concerning my family, even as I decree and declare that only families who carry the grace called favor and are free from every curse are joined to us. In the name of Jesus, every children in this household and in my family grows to be trained in the ways of the Lord all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Holy Father, I decree and declare that concerning this family, angels are released this moment as ministering spirits to secure and protect the lives and substance of every member of my family. We are surrounded with faith and love, and our steps are ordered by your angels in your path. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Please continue to speak these confessions and see them work in your life. Until next time, God bless you.